It's January 3rd, 2014.
Hello, Houston. This is Odyssey. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Daniel Starks here on your station, 88.9 KETR. It's the first week of 2014, and that means that 2013 is officially over. But it does mean that this is a special edition of Movie Picks, where Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner, will give us her top 10 movies for last year. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
Well, like I said, we're going to hear your top 10 for all of last year. We're going to start off with your number 10, which I think was Blue Jasmine.
Yes, it was the Woody Allen movie that brought Woody Allen back. He's really hot again, and Cate Blanchett will win the Oscar for her performance as Jasmine.
So we all heard it. It's January 3rd, 2014. Alice says that Cate Blanchett will win the Oscar. So we'll see how that works out. Number 9, Alice.
All is Lost. Robert Redford, who has been performing for quite a long time, gives the performance of his life in a very fine movie about him being lost in the Indian Ocean.
Now that one, if I'm not mistaken, that one had no words, correct?
No dialogue. A few cuss words.
Okay, well, a few cuss words, but you know, no dialogue. You know, okay.
Basically, no dialogue.
Now, this next one, if I'm not mistaken, is actually not available here in our region yet, correct?
Right. It's opened in New York and Los Angeles already to qualify for last year's, but it's called Her, and it stars Joaquin Phoenix, and it's a futuristic movie, slightly futuristic, about a man who falls in love with his operating system.
I think I saw a preview for that a couple days ago. It looked really interesting, actually.
It is very, very compelling. Good movie.
Well, we have another at sea movie. It's called Captain Phillips. It's your number 7.
And Tom Hanks has already won 2 Oscars, but he has a chance of a nomination as in the role of the true story of Captain Phillips, who was kidnapped by pirates in off of Africa.
Well, this next one, I think a few weeks ago, whenever we did a show on this one, I think I pronounced it wrong. I'm going to try to do it again. It's called Inside Llewyn Davis.
That's correct.
Awesome.
And it's the first time I'd seen that name, and so it's very odd. It is another darkly comic masterpiece by the Coen brothers, and it's kind of like what they did with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, but this time it's folk music.
Now, I'm just going off of my memory here. Is the guy that plays Llewyn Davis, is he the same guy that played Joseph in the Nativity Story?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Oscar Isaac, yes.
Okay, just making sure. I got those two, the same person.
That's right, that's him. That's the only thing I remember him, and he's done a lot more movies,
right.
But that's the only thing I remember.
Now, this next one is your number 5, and I think we'll get a little bit more in-depth with your 5 through 1. Your number 5 was
Nebraska. And it is a story of Woody Grant, played by Bruce Dern, in, I guess this is the performance of his lifetime also. He's an elderly, late 70s man who is determined to travel 850 miles from Billings, Montana, where he lives, to his former home of Lincoln, Nebraska, to collect $1 million sweepstakes. But it's one of those fake things, and he believes it. He thinks he's really going to get the money. Excellent movie, directed and by Alexander Payne, who did Sideways and The Descendants. And it's very odd in that this is a road picture, and it's all in black and white. But it's a little gem. Wonderful movie.
Now, this next one is rather recent. I think just within the past month or so. It's called American Hustle.
David O. Russell, the filmmaker, he took the actors from his two movies, The Fighter and Silver Linings Playbook, and he put them in this film. They play very different characters this time. Christian Bale is a scam artist who is, along with his partner in crime, played by Amy Adams, they go to work for an ambitious FBI agent who is Bradley Cooper. And the movie is making a lot of very many top 10 lists, and one person who will definitely get an Oscar nomination from it is Jennifer Lawrence, who steals very many scenes as Christian Bale's ditzy wife, Rosalind.
Now, this next one is your number three. It's called Wolf of Wall Street.
Leonardo DiCaprio has performed in four films by director Martin Scorsese, and I think this is the best. It's a true but hard-to-believe, incredibly strange story about a guy, a stockbroker, con man named Jordan Belfort. And it's a three-hour-long movie, but I thought I never breathed. I thought it was just totally compelling. But it's definitely not for kids. It's a story about greed and excess and debauchery. It has Kyle Chandler as an FBI agent and a very fine actor who I think will get an Oscar nomination, Jonah Hill, as the wacky second-in-command, Donnie Azoff.
Well, this one, my parents saw just a few days ago, and they just raved about it. And I know you raved about it in one of our previous episodes. And it's, if I may, it's out of this world. It's called Gravity.
Right. It's called Gravity, yes. It Sandra Bullock gives a masterful performance as an astronaut in this physically taxing role, but it's also an emotionally charged thing. It's hard to watch this. You feel so involved. You feel exhausted, actually, at the end. You've been through all of the turmoil that she goes through. And she was really good, must have gotten into great physical shape for this. It's directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who I asked if he had been maybe an astronaut in another life. I don't know how he got all these technological things so well done. It's a great sci-fi adventure, and it has a lot of meaning, even besides that, kind of a lot of depth for that kind of thing.
And your number one, 12 Years a Slave.
Right. The true story of Solomon Northrop, which was written in 1853 by the man himself, and it stars Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is a British actor, who is he plays a free man from Saratoga, New York, who is abducted and passed on to a slave trader and then sold to a Louisiana plantation owner. And it is another one that's hard to watch, but brilliantly done. Directed by Steve McQueen, who is British, but who got a great feel for this story and had tried for a number of years to make the movie.
We'll have a list of her top 10 on our website, ketr.org. And Alice, we will talk to you next week. Coming up in just a moment, your local news with myself. I'll be right back here on your station, 88.9 KETR.